Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
How's driving out there, Steve?
It's not that bad.
Well, you got here with like 20 seconds
to
go.
Some people, let's just say some people should not be driving in this. How about that? Someone just pulled out in front of me and went sideways right into the left lane. When I was in the left lane, they pulled out into the right lane and went sideways right in front of me. Because they're hurrying to get out.
And
please be safe out
I'm
there.
A firm
Come
believer
on,
that a lot of these people that go in the ditch and get in accidents and stuff like that is caused because of bad tires. I really believe that.
Bad tires or maybe real wheel drive or something.
Anyway.
Bad tires has a lot to do with it. Oh, I forgot to put my snow tires on. Okay. It's January.
I would actually cut you off and usually say, let's get to sports, but we really don't have a lot to talk about
today.
Oh,
we have a few things. A
few little things. I think we should start with the old Red Wings last
we
night.
We should. I want to start with the Red Wing announcers.
Okay, first of all, let's just...
Okay.
Hang on. I want to say this first and foremost. Getting to overtime last night was a blessing.
It was. Okay.
They looked like they were outgunned for much of that game, and
they
looked
were.
Terrible in the beginning. Terrible.
Yeah,
they fought back. You got to give
them right
you gotta give them a little credit. They fought back, and Mrazek
26 seconds apart, too. Oh, he did.
Crawford stopped 33 shots. Mrazek, I don't have it. What did I wrote it down. I don't have it. 39 saves, sorry.
So, yeah, he played a good game.
2-2-2 on the season.
Who's 2-2-2 on the season?
Mrazek. Or, excuse me, 7-game road trip, sorry.
Okay, I was going like, what?
They've so how does that make sense? 2-2-2, isn't that 6?
Because Kirill played.
Oh, Mrazek, okay.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Fine.
Well,
I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
I'm not sure how that works because they split a game. Remember?
That's true.
Yeah. So what does he get for that?
I'm not sure. But
anyway.
Duncan Keith, yet another reason to hate him. I can't stand Duncan
Keith.
Yeah,
I know you can't. Oh. One goal, one assist.
Anyway. Athanasiu, Tatar, and Glenn Denning had goals for Detroit. I have to say, I thought Zetterberg looked pretty good throughout much of the second half of that game.
Yes. But you know what? You got to get Dylan Larkin scoring goals again.
I don't know what's going on with him. He's
having
a serious sophomore slump. But keep in mind, he's a young kid. He's young.
This is a really long... I mean, 5 games on the road against some really good teams. And then guess what happens?
7. Try 7. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 7. I don't know why I said 5. But then guess what happens when they come home? They get the Blackhawks again, their first game back in Detroit.
What did you think about that boarding call on Advocator at the end of the game?
It was horrible. You don't call that with less than a minute to go. I don't know. It should be the same rules all the time. I get it, but come on.
I'm
going to
slightly disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. Because it is the rule.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I freaking hate how wussified the NHL has become. It's stupid. That 10 years, 15 years ago, that was just a normal play.
That was
and
a
it
check.
Should
they
be
called
a normal
it a check
play.
Back then?
That's
that
called a check, yes. Oh, I get so angry. But quite frankly, Advocator should know better. That's the way it is in today's NHL. Blame everything on Gary Bettman.
I'm looking in the dictionary now for wussified.
Whatever.
I can't find it.
Oh, I hate it.
All right, but this is what I don't like about
Dick Clapper.
The announcers last night.
All right, go ahead.
They were so excited. We got a point. We got a point.
Yeah, right.
Before overtime even started, they were excited. It wasn't like, okay, let's go into overtime and get 2 points. They were so excited about getting 1 point, which I know means a lot. But shouldn't they be sitting there going, boy, I hope we can get 2 points out of this game? No, they were satisfied with 1 point.
I think, okay, first of all, I think that's indicative of how bad this year is. Because there's nobody that watches more games and knows more about the Red Wings than the announcers. I mean, they're
right.
Game in
yes.
and game out.
And you are correct on that.
So I think that is insightful as to how bad this year is. Think about it. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying completely.
All right. I got nothing else to say other than they're going to be at Dallas tomorrow night for the finale of their road swing.
Yeah.
It started back last year, by the way, December 29th. Did you realize that?
It's a little ridiculous.
Anyway.
And I was wrong. They don't play the Blackhawks again. They play the Penguins. And one of the girls I work with said she's going on this weekend to watch them play the Blackhawks. Well, she's going to be disappointed, with, I guess, because it's the
Kane.
Penguins.
It'll be Sidney Crosby, not Patrick Kane. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the Penguins.
Anyway, you want to take a break, and then we'll get the rest of this little stuff?
Sure.
Big Boy Sports recap second half coming up. Stick around. It's the Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Great deal going on right now, just for the month of January, for new members interested in joining the Heritage Course.
$7.95 for single, or the best deal out there, $9.95 for a couple. I wish they'd throw in a round in Florida in January.
Right. The TPC.
Yeah.
Let's see, 225. 0721-225-0721, the Marquette Golf Club. Tell them the Outdoor Show sent you, Steve and Adam.
I've been calling that number for 30 years.
Have you?
Yeah. Make tee times?
Well,
30 years. Wow. Probably 32 years. I probably didn't make them when I was 15.
Yeah, whatever. You're like 55 or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Dog years.
What? That makes no sense.
That makes me older.
Anyway, let's talk about a couple little tidbits around the wide world of sports. We're going to get to Jordy Nelson and his ribs in just a second, so you just simmer down over there, Packer boy. All right?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about Grayson Allen, the kid, the troubled Ute from the Duke basketball team.
The troubled what?
Ute.
Okay. I thought you were talking about a Utah guy or something. Anyway.
There are people listening to the show right now
that
understand what I'm talking about. My cousin Vinny.
Oh.
The two Utes.
Okay. Here we go.
The troubled Ute.
There's an... four people that understand what you just said. And the other two aren't.
You know how he got suspended?
The other two didn't see the show.
My cousin Vinny, come on! Come on. Duke's Grayson Allen shoves FSU assistant while chasing a loose ball. In his third game back since serving a one-game suspension for tripping an opponent. This kid's got mental issues. He really does.
He does. And they lost.
Devils lost 88-72. To Florida State on Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if anybody can handle this, Coach K can, but it's...
Coach K's out. Got back surgery. He's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Rock was I hiding under when that came out?
We don't talk about basketball too much on this show.
I do. I love college basketball. And in fact, now that, you know, football's winding down, I'll definitely start.
And how about Baylor being number one for a minute?
A minute.
And then they got smoked last night by 21 points. Yeah, we don't... Yeah, he's out. Back surgery.
I don't know. I don't know what to think other than it might be just a bad year for Duke.
Yeah.
Playing.
This kid has a lot of talent, and he's wasting it.
Looks like the Cubs are going to visit the White House on Monday. Chicago Cubs meet the president on his invitation to visit them in the White House before his departure later this month. Anything
Movie
else?
Bands outside.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys in a truck. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Jordy Nelson.
Get to the NFL, the big news in the NFL, all the coaches that are being signed.
Okay.
Go ahead. Broncos have signed defensive coordinator from the Dolphins, Vance Joseph, to replace Kubiak as their head coach. 4-year deal. Okay, did you not know that? I mean, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just listening.
This is radio, never mind. Okay, and the Bills are hiring defensive coordinator for the Panthers, Sean McDermott.
Okay.
He's only 42.
Next.
Go ahead. I want to hear my Jordy Nelson news that I don't even know yet.
You don't even know?
No.
It's nothing. It's basically nothing.
Perfect. He wants to play.
Coach Mike McCarthy told reporters on Monday that his star wideout has a shot to suit up for Sunday's NFC. Excuse me, on Tuesday. A shot to suit up.
If he practices Saturday.
It will take an incredible effort, though. According to one NFL insider, Ian Rappaport. And he basically cited sources saying that Nelson has at least two fractured ribs after that vicious hit from Giants quarterback Leon Hall last weekend. So after spending Sunday night in the hospital, Nelson will be at work this week. The team's rehab group, per McCarthy. Oh. If the all-pro pass catcher can practice successfully on Saturday, the Packers would consider using him against Dallas.
I wonder if he has a say. I mean,
well, sure,
hey,
he does.
I don't want to get hit. I have two broken ribs.
Yeah, I don't think he. I don't think he's thinking about that right now.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I really don't.
And we failed to mention yesterday that Doug Marrone has been named the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. And
that's surprising.
Tom Coughlin, VP of Operations, basically the GM now, answers to him.
That's
so
interesting.
He's basically in charge of everything.
Last little tidbit.
And he's like 100 years old.
Johnny Football will be at the Super Bowl signing autographs this year.
Woohoo!
That's news?
That's
who cares?
Sports recap. Unless you got anything else.
No.
Brought to you by
Big Boy.
I guess I'll catch you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
This is the Outdoor Show.